With WMUK News, I'm Robbie Feinberg. Prices for organic produce are always a little higher, but lately you might have noticed you're paying even more for berries. That's partially because of a tiny fly called a spotted-winged Drosophila. It's a lot like an ordinary fruit fly, only it can lay its eggs inside a piece of fruit even before it starts to go bad. While conventional farmers have been using multiple pesticides to fight the bug, organic farmers don't have as many options. As WMUK's Rebecca Thiel reports, organic farmers and academics in Michigan are coming together to find solutions.
Heather Leach walks along a row of 14-foot-tall white tunnels that cover raspberry bushes at a farm in Coloma. She's the graduate student assigned to this farm and two others as a part of Michigan State University's research program on spotted-winged Drosophila. These tunnels, or high tunnels, look a lot like greenhouses, but have one or more sides open to the air.
We're not totally sure yet, but we think that high tunnels deter them because they can't find the crop as well. You know, if they're flying and they see this big plastic structure, they're not seeing raspberries. Unfortunately, the main cue that they use is odor, so they're still cueing in on the fact that there's raspberries here. So what we've done this year is put netting over two of these tunnels to try to see if we can get SWD completely out of those tunnels.
Inside the tunnels, plastic traps hang from some of the bushes.
So what this is it's a mixture of yeast and sugar, and it makes all sorts of good smells for the Drosophila to look at. So we collect these each week, and we can count how many males and how many females are in here, and then we get a okay sense of what the infestation is like.
Leach says many Michigan farmers are reluctant to tell anyone that their fields have SWD. Farming is their livelihood, and no one wants to buy from a grower that might have maggots in their fruit. But Leach says right now it's not a question of if a berry farm has Drosophila, but how much.
Do you think that there is a farm in Michigan that doesn't have to deal with this pest right now?
No, absolutely not. Spotted-winged Drosophila is everywhere in Michigan.
Matt Grishup heads the Organic Agriculture Research Station at MSU and helps start the SWD Task Force. Since last year, researchers and organic farmers across the country have been testing out new ways to squash the spotted-winged Drosophila through a USDA planning grant. For certified organic growers, controlling SWD is especially difficult. There is one expensive organic pesticide, called Entrust, but Grishup says that's not enough.
If you've got a huge population of flies out there and they're reproducing a lot, you're having a lot of genetic recombination through mating, and over time, if you put out something like a strong insecticide, only the flies that are least susceptible to that insecticide will survive, and pretty soon what you'll end up with is a resistant population.
But the research team isn't just looking at insecticides. In fact, Grishup says for organic growers, that's kind of a last resort. They've also tried putting netting over the plants, a lot like what you'll find on a screen door.
And that seems to be pretty promising. The problem, of course, with netting is that you're looking at, you know, $15,000 to $20,000 an acre investment to net an acre of berries.
Then there's the pouch. MSU developed this. It's just a nylon pouch filled with an insect lure with a pesticide on the outside.
You're bringing the insect to the insecticide rather than broadcasting insecticide and hoping that the insect will land on a treated piece of foliage.
But MSU still doesn't know if it'll work for SWD. Grishup says one of the biggest hurdles is trying to find out how the fly finds the fruit in the first place. After all, if they can't find it, they can't eat it. Last fall, researchers and farmers met in Atlanta to discuss what they found out working with the traps. And they came up with some very confusing results.
One year, we might have a commercial lure that works really, really well in blueberries, and the next year it doesn't work very well. Or it worked really well in blueberries, and it didn't work in raspberries. Or it worked really well in raspberries on the West Coast, but in Michigan it completely failed.
But even when a method fails, Grishup says having farmers in the group has been invaluable. Because they know what works. Scientists, sometimes not so much.
We did some research, and if you bury your blueberry plants, you know, you can kill this insect. Okay, well that's great, but if I'm a grower, if I bury my plants, I'm going to have to unbury them, right? So that they can get sun and whatnot. And again, that's kind of a ridiculous straw man example. But it's surprisingly I suppose it's not very surprising that when left to our own devices, agricultural scientists can come up with solutions that, yes, they work, but they're not practical.
The Organic Management of Spotted Wing Drosophila Group is seeking a $2 million grant from the USDA to better combat the problem. Grishup says they're very optimistic. For more info on SWD, follow the links on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.